Okay, we just about finished the sugya of Shara Niskal. We were up to Shimon Hamsuni. The issue here was dashing the word S. S is Sarai. Dashing S is Sarai. S ha tuffel of Sarai. That's something which is tuffel to the basar, which is R. The idach es leidarish. Tanya, Shimon Amsuni, v'amri lo nechem yamsuni, hayidarish kol es shavatayra. Kivan shehigia, v'es Hashem alakecha tira. He held that the word es is always a riboy. And when he got to the pasuk, es Hashem alakecha tira of kirish. He said that I have nothing to learn out from this S. Amulai Kamida, ready? Kalas Shabbatai, Shadarashta, Matai Alayan. Pretty fly, got the Devarim Yud. A lot of essence filled the Devarim Yud. I don't know how many, but imagine, I can't even imagine how many. So if he dashed all the essence until there, so Amulai Kamida, ready? Kalas Shadarashta, Matai Alayan, Amulahem. Shem Shakibal Shiskara Lachisha, Kachani Makabal Skara Alaprisha. Just like as Makabal Skar for Darshaning, I'll be Makabal Skar for saying it's wrong. So, this, what's the muster of this? It's more important to be right, Klapi Shmayim, than to just say you're right, I guess. I mean, I think you also learn from here that if you sit and learn, and you spend many hours learning, and you have wrong shot, and later on you realize that you made a mistake, there's not the Tiltaira, all the other... I can't prove it in the Gemara, maybe it was the Tiltaira, all the other learning. But the person learns, and he makes a mistake, and he learns shot wrong, so it's not... you know, what's told you, this that Rebbe writes that says in the Zayar that a person should chazer all his Kiddush HaTaira every Shabbos. You should learn all week, you should chazer on Shabbos. So many people don't have a problem because it doesn't take very long to chag chidush Torah on Shabbos. And so Rebbe writes that chidush Torah is when you learn the Gemara and you don't understand pshat, you learn wrong pshat. Later on, you find out the correct pshat, so that's chidush Torah, to know the correct pshat and why you think the wrong pshat is wrong. It's also chidush Torah. Well, I don't think the focus is on chashing the wrong shot, but understanding why it's wrong. The chiddush is why it's wrong, I guess. And I always, whenever I think about it, I remember when I was, I remember walking stage, but I remember I had a neighbor who came home, he was running out of town, and we met up in Asmanim, and we were going to suffer kindness. So we lived next door to each other, and there was an entire and we got together to learn in his house, in my house. So we only made it till, I think it's Gimel of the Days, maybe Gimel of the Days. Gemara there talks about Yisach HaMayim. So it talks about pouring water on the Mizbeach. Then it talks about Chamra, which I thought meant a donkey. So I couldn't understand what the donkey doing on the Mizbeach. We invite him, he keeps on mentioning this donkey on the Mizbeach. That was the end of our Bein Hazman, and I remember we never picked up again. We had Shachar time with the Gemara, and that's it. And later I realized the Chamra in Aramaic is wine, but at that point I only knew that Chamra is a donkey. A wine is bad to understand, so I'm not a donkey, man. So the mistake is getting, I guess it was no Oscar then, but so I just chazed my Chiddush HaTorah, right? The Chamra doesn't mean wine, there's no donkey, so it's bad. Anyway, so that's certainly something to learn out of Shimon Hamsuni, and to be able to be the Kabbalah Chara Prisha, that's Gevaldi. Ah, Shabara Bekiva Vidarish. Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, the Rabbi Tavid Echacham. And he said, no, Es comes to be Marbet Tavid Echacham. It seems that Shimon Hamsuni didn't think of it. Bekiva thought of it. That Es comes to the Rabbi Tavid Echacham. Marshai asks, what happened with the Ahavta Es Hashem Alekecha? The Ahavta Es Hashem Alekecha, what was he marble with that S? Why by Ava he was married becoming a Chachal? He should have Ava Es Hashem Elokecha, and also Es the Rabbi becoming a Chachal. So why not by Yireh? Why? And yet he used Es to be married to a Chachal. He wasn't perished by Ava Hashem Elokecha. He was only perished by Yireh, Shkel Chatira. So the Masha answers. Sorry. Yes, Masha says that that Yira Shamayim is Yira Sa'inish. Yira Sa'inish. And it's not Shayach Yira Sa'inish by Kamachach. To love Hashem is to have Ava for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it's Shaykh by a Talmud Chacham. You could have Ava Tamid Chacham too. Maybe it's easier to understand Ava Tamid Chacham than Ava Shemayim. By Yira, Yira means you're afraid he'll punish you if you do an Aveira. So what's Shaykh to say on that? Ask the Rabbi Tamid Chacham and Talmud Chacham. I'm not going to punish you if you do an Aveira. It's not Shaykh to Yira, Tarva Einish by a Talmud Chacham. So that's what some Sefer says. So what did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva said that Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is going on Yiras HaRaymimus. There are two levels of Yira, of Yira of Hashem. Yiras HaAynish is a lower level, lower than Ava. Ava Hashem. Godol Va'Eidin Me'Ava, Yaisem Me'Eidin Me'Yira. Gemara says in Sefer. That to be Eidin Hashem Me'Ava is greater than Yira. So the Chavis Alvavis says that's only Yiras HaAynish. To do something because Hashem will punish you. It's a lower level than Ava. There's a higher level that Yira HaRaymimus means to have fear of Raymimus HaYisbarach. What do you mean Yira HaRaymimus? It means nothing to do with punishment. But if a person understands, if Rabbi Shalom is watching, the person doesn't behave a certain way. That's Shaykh, that's Talmidei Chachamim too. Talmidei Chachamim, it's also Shaykh. I used to have the opportunity once in a while to drive with Moshe home. We gave a Shia Friday afternoon. And afterwards, so somebody had a chazaka to give him a ride, but I had second. So every once in a while, I gave him a ride home. So, you know, young people drive sometimes in ways that are not such a big kiddush Hashem. Let's put it mildly. Moshe was in the car, so you don't drive that way, right? Moshe's in the car, you can stop by the yellow light. That's Yiras HaRaymimus. Moshe wasn't going to punish me if I did something wrong. But that's Yiras HaRaymimus. That Yira, wherever we went, we thought the Kaddish Baruch Hu was watching, that would be the equivalent. Alibi, if we would feel it, then we would behave differently. That's Yiras HaRaymimus, and that's why this is coming to be Ma'abah. And some sages said Shimon HaMsuni didn't want to say that it's Yiras HaRaymimus, because most people are not capable of Yiras HaRaymimus. It's a very hard madriga to reach. We all like it. Nobody likes to think of Hashem as punishing. Everyone likes Yiras HaRaymimus better than Yiras HaAynish. But there's Yiras HaAynish too. Yiras HaAynish, is it harder? No, it's not harder. We don't like it. We live in a democratic society and we don't like the idea of punishing.
It's not punishing.
It's definitely harder than Adam. Have a sense of the presence of Adam's Pharaoh. The Rosh Hashanah Suni said that since for most people Es Hashem Elokecha Tira means Yiras HaAynish, that's not Shaykh HaTamid HaChachamim. So that's why he was Pirish. He says, you're not supposed to dash in the essence. And Rabbi Kiva said, no.
The
chapter in the
life is better.
Vice Daisy said, I made a mistake that Hashem didn't mean to dash in the essence. That Hashem didn't mean when he gave the Torah that every yes is Ludrasha. If yes is for a drasha, then every yes is for a drasha. That's right. It's incorrect. Hashem didn't mean. And if he came to the conclusion that it's impossible to have a drasha, sometimes you just don't know the drasha. But he said, Es Hashem Elokecha, Es HaTofel Hashem, what's the Tofel Hashem? He said it's impossible to come to the Torah. That was the conclusion of it. but he wasn't Pirish. It's not there. Because there he wasn't Zaycha to it. So it's just. What? He held the other dashen. All the S's shouldn't be dashen, not be dashen. And the same thing with S the Sara, you don't dashen S. But he obviously disagreed. He held that you can't say it's all about U.S. Aranulus, because U.S. Aranulus is not shaykh to most people. The Pashuk Shah Shamal Kechatira is U.S. Irish. And that's not shaykh, like the Marshal says. That's not shaykh. What? Yeah, but the Gemara also says that Espesara, he holds like Shimon Amsuni, he doesn't dash it as. It comes out there, there are two sheep. Achabami for the rest of us, then we understand what you're doing. But the U.S. Tami Bechachamim, we learn that it's a toffle to U.S. Hashem. Rambam in Hilkis Talmud Torah says there are two mitzvahs in Hilkis Talmud Torah. One is Kavai and Yira of Talmud Chacham, and one is to learn and teach Torah. Rambam Shita is that learning and teaching is all one mitzvah, and Kavai and Yira of Talmud Chacham is also one mitzvah. So the question is, why does the Rambam put Kavod Tamid Dechacham in Hilkos Talmud Torah? The Rambam has all the halachas of Kavod in a section the Rambam calls Hilkos Mamrin. Towards the end of the of Sefer Shaftim, the Rambam has a section of Hilkos Mamrin, halachas of those who rebel, and there he writes Kavod Kibbut Aveim and Kavod Anasi and all the other inyanim of Kavod that are Shaya. But it's only Kavod Tamid Dechacham that the Rambam puts separately in Hilkos Talmud Torah. The way the Bali Machshava explains, Kavod Tamid Chacham is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A person who doesn't have the proper idea of Kavod Tamid Chacham is not going to be able to be Zaycha. Torah is given to the Seira. Ultimately, everything comes to something we have on the Seira. Even if someone sits himself, he starts learning Gemara. Everything is based on the Seira, not on your own imagination. Therefore, Kavod Tamid Chacham is considered part of Talmud Torah. A person who has Kavod Tamid Chacham is more than three from Talmud Torah. Someone who doesn't is not. You should just know it's not a small thing. Kavod, you know, Rabbanu Mishul, it's not nice, you know, you get up and darshan, everyone shall kavod for them. So it's a mitzvah that gets shoved under the rug. But Kavod Tamid Chacham, it's a tough rule, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yira. It's not a small thing. Whenever someone says a drasha in the Beis Medrash, people tend to run out on Thursdays and school is a shmooze, and some people feel it's not for them. So if you're sitting and learning, I can understand a little bit, maybe. But if someone comes to say a drasha, I didn't prepare this because I know that they're supposed to say a drasha today. But sometimes someone comes in and says a drasha in the Beis Medrash. The guys are outside shmoozing. The chaymer, I'm just saying it's your intelligence. I'm not saying it's what's this one? Just think about it intelligently. I mean, to walk out with someone says a drasha is a desire. Desire is a talmud. So if someone feels he has to learn and you know he wants to sit and learn, he goes to learn. So maybe it's a correct judgment, maybe not. You know, I could hear it. But someone schmoozing outside at a time that. It's definitely a bizarre when someone comes to say a shmooz and 50% of the Beis Medrash walks out. There's no question that somebody has to answer for it. You should just know that it strikes me. Sometimes afterwards I walk outside and see people sitting in shmooz and it's not some fashion. It's really not a double fashion. When they come, why are you walking out? Why are you walking out? The shmooze outside.
I'm not walking out
the shmooze outside. So I say, if someone is a master, then he goes outside to learn, he doesn't want, I can understand. I can understand. Is it correct? Isn't it correct? Maybe it is correct. And mitzvah is Efshay De'Acherim. Of course, the only Mevatel Kama Torah for mitzvah is Efshay De'Acherim. Tama Chacham is no different. The Mevatel Tama Chacham is not... It's really not a double push. Just know. really not a double pasha. I know it's the minig in all the yeshivas, but still not a double pasha. You've cut the Zayish. I mean, personally, I always down is fine with cut the Zayish, but advising somebody is not a simple thing. But you do understand, you don't understand. Right? You know, someone has 1 hour in the week and he learns basmada. If you're not going to the shmooze on Thursday, you know, 11 and 12, that should be your biggest hour of basmada. Because it's not a simple thing. It's a thing to miss it. Right? So you want to learn, so you learn. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. But if you're learning, at least you have something. If you say shmooze, it's not a problem. All right, let's see the next Gemara. Bahari Ori. Try to do a Hare a day. So today we have Hare Arla. Well, you know what Arla is. We've spoken about Arla in the past. Arla is one of the things that are lost in Bahanah. Rahmana Amar Arei Lim Lo Yeyachel, the Tanya. Arei Lim Lo Yeyachel, Aim Lo Yisra Achila. Inan Shle Yehanim Imenum, Shle Yisla Lo Yadak Lo Yisaneer. How do you know that you can't dye clothing with it? Well, I have a place in there. And you can't light in there with what? What?
With oil.
So Rashi says, well, yitzvah by kagai klipei agaizim, the peels of something that has a dye. And so Rashi has to go into lamdis. Shashayner, asa mishamar, makapiyat. The peel of the arla is also just like the arla itself. But why does Rashi do that? Why doesn't Rashi just say, well, yitzvah by? You shouldn't take, you need a peel, you take a pomegranate and you squeeze out the juice and you dye. I mean, it does a pretty good job. Or you take an orange and you squeeze out the oranges and you dye with it. Why is the Gemara, why is it actually going to this whole thing? Because the klipe agais. Well, the yabbik place in there. The guy, the shaman shawar. But after shaman. Yeshua says, because we're going to learn, and we haven't spoken about it, it's a year later, that Shaloi Kederach Hanah is no issa deraisa, and having Hanah from Yisuri Hanah, Shaloi Kederach. If you take a fruit and you squeeze out the juice of the dye, that's Shaloi Kederach Hanah, that's not considered Kederach. And again, Shaloi Kederach Hanah is not awesome in our Torah. So that's why Rashi here has to say that when we say, that Tzviya and Hadlaka are also, we're talking about Derech HaNasa, Kagai, Klipe Agais. The fruit of the Agais itself, you wouldn't use, because that's Shalek Derech HaNasa, it wouldn't be in his Derech. That's what Rashi says, these things. What the Gemara say? Tamad Laina, Varatam, Arasai, Arelam. Double, triple Lashon. Lo Yeyachal, Rabbi says Kula. So what's the Raya? Tabi, Kaz Rachman, Varatam, Arasai, Arelam. Halach, Achi, Yav, Amina, Yisrael, Mashu, Sadal, Lai, Mashu. So it's Shver on, who's it Shver on? Shver on, Chashub Shad on both. It says, Loye Yachel. Shver on, it should be Shver on both. Now, the question here is, alright, yes, there's a rule that we're going to have enough of. Going to say that Koyel Marav Areyach Ein Behem Mishumiyim. There are three things that don't have mamashes: sound, sight, the pleasure of looking at something, and the pleasure of smelling, which are considered Ein Behem Mamish. There's no substance to them. Sound is not a tangible thing. Koyel Marav, the pleasure of looking at the Kodesh HaKodesh, it looks nice. So that pleasure of looking at it, or reyach, or the smell, ain't bohem mishum mi'ima. The Gemara says, machatzil, you're not allowed to have go out and have hana. Ain't mayavim behem, ain't nehenim behem. There's no issa d'oraisa on these things. because these things are don't have mamashes today. So Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri brings that the Gemara, which is fair, on the rule of Koyo Mar Vareich Abraham, Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, talks about someone who blows shofar using a shofar of a carbon. Let's use a shofar of a carbon oil. He breaks off the horn of the carbon and he blows shofar with it. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is a machlokes. The first man, the Yama, in the Gemara says, Ma'al, Yaifa Mi'ila. You blow shofar with the horn of a carbon oil, you're Ma'al, Ma'al behavior. The second man, the Yama, Rabba Amar, no. Mitzvah Slav Lahenes Nidu. Since, what did you get when you blow shofar? Just got Hanoah, what Hanoah did you get? That sounds nice. You got the Hanoah of a mitzvah, you're Makaina mitzvah. This is Slav Lahenes Nidu. So the name of Loimah. But everybody seems to hold in that Gemara that the koil is a bar me'ila. That the fact that that it's only a koil doesn't seem to matter. So it's shver. How could the Gemara say for a pashta that koil ma'ar v'reich ebem shemila? And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the koil shayfar is ma'al. That there is me'ila on the koil shayfar. So l'chay to steer the two sukkis. Because there's no pleasure in that sound, bad sound. Okay, what you're asking is a good question. Tell you the reflection of the round of the rash from the stuff that you've done. If you want to tell us, like this happened, okay? This is a few times. Anyways, this is the kasha. So the Rav Shach brings two terutzim. He seems to like one terutz better, but brings both terutzim. You judge for yourself, which is. He brings in the Kapes Temarim, which is the Sefer Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. He answers that when we say loy mal, that means if you just hear the sound, or you just smell the odor, or you just see the sight, you're not doing anything. You're doing nothing. You're just standing there and you're doing nothing. If you're mishtamesh with hegdish, if you actually pick up a trumpet of hegdish and blow, then everybody holds as me'ila. You're going to your dayan taking the trumpet and blowing trumpet, then everybody holds that there's a din me'ila. And the me'ila, hishtamshus, that brings to koil or mara or reya. That's awesome. That's awesome in our Torah. The only time we say Kol Maro Reyach Imbahem is where there's no physical hishtamshus that's taking place. All that's taking place is the Hanoah itself. That's nothing. But there are two dinim. There's hishtamshus and Hanoah. Now hishtamshus without Hanoah is also not meaningless. I mean, if you there has to be Hanoah too. But if you're mishtamish with it, then the Hanoah of Kol Reyach Umar is something. But if you're not mishtamish, if you just standing around and you have to smell, so that's not. So the Gemara says Hasekeya, the one who blows, that's Lashon Gemara. Then Yama, because there he's mishtamish with it, he's taking and blowing with it. So the Mila is a hishtamshus that has a Hanoah, even a small Hanoah. But the Torah is not how big a Hanoah it is. The Torah is that it's saved by mamashis. So if it's with Ishtamshus, then it has a mamashus. And then it is me. Okay, Machaira. Unless you'll say that when the Tekez Nayyaz, the Shayman can be Yaz, also didn't help the Shayman. But you're right, that's if you're right. The Tekez Nayyaz, the Shayman could be Yaz. So, this is the Teretz of Kafir Tamarim. To me, it's a very Mustavidic Teretz. I grabbed it when I saw the two Teretzim, even though our Shach seems to like the second Teretz better. To me, the Kapis Tamarim is very, there's a Dara Mastaga. When you're Mishtamish with it, that's more. The second Teretz he brings is from the Mishnah Lamelech. I think he quotes the Sefer Minchas Parach in the name of the Mishnah Lamelech. And he makes a different chilek. He says that it depends. If the thing in the Beis HaMikdash is happening beheter. Let's say they're blowing, they're playing music in the Beis HaMikdash. Beheter. The time of the Karbanis, the Levim are playing music. So being that taking place beheter, if you have anah, that's fine. There's no problem with that. Or the Gemara says that when they used the fire of the Simchas Beis HaSheva was so big that a woman in Yerushalayim, Isha Beireres Sitim, a woman in Yerushalayim could separate stones from her wheat by the light of the Beis HaSheva, lit up, mamish, lit up Yerushalayim. So that's when the light is being burned, what's getting light is being burnt beheter. So if it's being burnt beheter, then there's a din of koma of areyach, ein beha mishum. Because then, what's taking place beheter, and you're just having a noah, the k'tiris, the burning the k'tiris of the Beis HaMikdash. So if you smell it, it's being burnt beheter. If you smell it, you're not over it. On she'enke, if it's taking place the iser, the person just goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he picks up a shofar of an island, he blows shofar. It's taking place the Isser. When it's taking place the Isser, then the Kamar Reya Harasser. There's no head. So be Raskamina. So according to this, if someone is blowing shofar with a shofar shalayla, even people listening won't be Isser. Even though they're not being mishdamish. But being that it's a Kel Shal Isser, a Kel Shal Isser is up. I'm going to get to that. But this is the second teretz. What's the svara of the Mishnah Noah's teretz? What's the svara? What's the difference happening to this happening to heaven? What's the difference? If you don't have a noah, you don't have a noah. Hmm? Someone going to come over this svara? What?
Like
the first parrot is that a shtamshus gives it a mamashus. So that's true. That's a good parrot. Yeah, but still, I'm not doing it. Someone else is doing it. I'm just smelling it.
Well, the thing has a bad thing to it.
It has something bad about it, therefore. I think the way we can understand it best is using the Mayag Muzmanim. He said there are two types of Yisuri Anah. Some things are asked about Anah because they're a Tayeva. They're disgusting. Hashem says, stay away. If Hashem says, stay away, so what's the difference? You're burning a Beheter or Beheter? There should be no difference. If Hashem says, stay away from something, there's no difference. You're burning a Beheter, you're burning a Beheter, it should be up. But if Beis HaMikdash, we said it's a Yisur Anah because of its Maimah. Because the Beis HaMikdash has such Kedusha that a person is not allowed to be mezalzel in that Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So I can understand. If you're burning something be'isser, or you're blowing a shofar be'isser, so it's a zilzel. You're going to go into the Beis HaMikdash and listen to someone blowing a shofar be'isser of a carbon island? That's a zilzel in the carbon island. So that I can understand. But if it's being done to heter, that's a zilzel. Not a zilzel. If they're playing the musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Mechuyetu, and somebody says it's beautiful, let's listen. That's not a zilzel. Not a zilzel in the kedusha of whatever's happening. So, Mishnah Teretz, I can easily understand if you're talking about the second type of Yisuri Anah. Talking about the first type, something which is usur because it's pogrom. It's hard to understand what's the difference is burning at the head to burning at the is. That's what I say. But what Rashaf says basically is these two terrors. One terrors is that Kol. So what do we say? Kol Maru Reyach Eber Mishum Yila. So Gemara will have enough of us. So we have an exception. What's the exception? Put it to the Kafis Tamarim. The exception is when you're Mishtamish. So you're giving it my Moshes to your Isser. According to Mishnah Melech, the Isser is. When it's being done by Isser, then you're not allowed to have Anah. We have two qualms. Dr. Shach, now what about our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Layadut Bayasaner. What's Layadut Bayasaner? It doesn't mean you're cooking. Nair is not something you cook by. Layadut Bayasaner means you have light. You have light by it. So, what's going on? Isn't light mare? Isn't light the same thing as Kol Mara Vareya? Mara means something looks, the way it looks. But Mamash, isn't the light is only Mara? So if it's only Mara, so the Gemara says that by the Simchas Beis HaSheyeva, from the light of the Simchas Beis HaSheyeva, women in Yerushalayim could pick their wheat. So that means there's no meaning on light. That means because they're very mamish. So what's Shana Gemara? Gemara said there. What?
Well,
so he says, well, you have to say, Rav Shach says, from this Gemara, it's a raya. It's also a raya. It's a raya to both to us. And Rav Shach's lashon is, we see like the Mishnah Melech Teres. Then if it's burning it, the Isser, it's awesome. Burning the Isser, it's awesome. What does he mean? Why isn't it a raya to... He's saying it is a raya to Kapis Tumaran. Is it right to Kapis Tumaran? Okay, it's a right to Mishnah Melech, should be right happens tomorrow, no? What's the difference? Two Chinook and both sit here. I think Rosh Hashanah is a right to Mishnah Melech, so... I think that answers Washington, that's a right to Mishnah Melech. Okay, it's a right, it's a right to both. Is it a good right? Well, you have to play us in there.
If someone goes and does
one
striper, it doesn't mean that even
if
we're talking about
it,
anyone who sees
the fight. But the language of the Gemara is Gemara doesn't say that if you light, the other person can't use it. The language of Layat Lefayas Aner.
Light, there's light.
Which is either way, Sayyid Mishnah Melech, Sayyid Kapis Tamar. Sayyid being Mishtamish, be a dying. And Sayyid it's a problem. So is there Shachnin? That's a right question. I don't know. Kashani Latzmi, I just wonder, is it a riot to anybody? Is it a right to Mishnah Melech? What's the right to Mishnah Melech? What did Mishnah Melech say? What did Mishnah Melech say? You can't have a Noah when? The Isser. Is this an Isser? Is it also to light Arlo oil? What's the Isser to light Arlo oil?
You
might have an Isser is having a Noah. This is not lighting it. Well, I'm supposed to burn it. If you have Arlo oil, the Esker Rav will tell you stick a wick in and destroy it. But you don't have a Noah for this.
So you can
come
back and
lie about it. Right?
It's
not a right to Isser.
Right.
So now, it's not a right to Mishnah Melech at all. It's not a right to Mishnah Melech at all. What did Mishnah Melech say? If what you're doing is a right to Isser, like blowing a shayfa of the Ayla, then you now have an offer. Then we don't say kailin by anything. Because you're doing a my sister. Here, you're not doing a my sister. You're allowed to burn Arla. You're supposed to burn Arla. Just you now I have an off from you. It's not like the car. The car makes me you're not supposed to burn. You're not supposed to blow. So what you're doing is not an Isser. What you're doing is not an Isser. It doesn't fit with the Mishnah Melech. Does it fit with the Kapis Tamarim? But I think it still fits. Because what the Kapis Tamara is saying, that if there's something biyadayim, the whole hetter is aim by mamish. If you're doing it biyadayim, then what this is, that's not called aim by mamish. You're handling it, you're using it to give your life. So if anything, I would see that it fits with the Kapis Tamara. Here it is yesh by mamish. I don't see that it fits with the Mishnah Melech. Chayre doesn't seem to fit at all. I'm wrong. I'm sure I think it's the opposite. What's the printing mistake? Supposed to say it's a right copy tomorrow instead of Mishnah Melech.
Right?
There's no way to light a lamp? There's no way to light our lamp. If you go to a rabbi, you ask him to have oil of our lamp, he'll tell you. Burn it, destroy it. I don't know if they're not a shrapnel. What? When he blows, he's using, so you're not allowed to use anything with hangish.
No,
it's the open hangish. You're not allowed to use it without permission. No. No, there's been a mailand and a hand. You think you're allowed to use it without Anna? You think you're allowed to take something of hagdish without Anna? It's not called Ilan if you think it's nothing. Certainly, to take it in order to have Anna is an issue. But Mishnah Melech takes that for granted. That to take it to blow and have Anna from is an issue. I'm not questioning that. I'm questioning over here. Unless you'll say here he's lighting it in order to have Anna, that's the issue. What? How did he get it? Shem Shalom. Well, squeezing olives is not a no. No one has pleasure for squeezing olives.
No, it's point that he did in the past, but he did something. They should be good, you know. It's just like one said, but swiping both eggs, what you said.
Not that. Could, it could be I bought it from a guy. Or I love a guy.
Here, the possible was that we want to have enough in the light.
It's true. Like, I was never in order to have enough in the light. But the point of Mishnah Melech has to be a Maisa Yisr, not a Maisa Yisr. Good come. Very good.
Oh, you shouldn't be using it. Not lying to get rid of it. Instead of using any other
one. The person's using it. You're better from the Kalei Shabbos. So I went to the Rav. He told me, burn the Shem and Shalom. So I'm burning it.
Yeah, but no, then you
have to
get rid of it.
Okay, but the problem is not in my mindset. The problem is in my intention.
That's showing in the
mindset. That's what you're doing. Different mindset. You'll say, Imam will say, when you light it to destroy it, that's burning it. When you light it, you have it right, that's a different mindset.
No,
even though
it's not on the mindset,
then you light it. There's that it's a... You can do exactly the same thing. In one place it could be a mitzvah, burning arla is a mitzvah, and lighting with arla is an aver. Maybe your intention defines what you're doing. What?
Okay.
You're going to
have
enough.
So what?
By definition, it's something that's enough. Blowing the trumpet to make musical notes is by definition not enough. No, it depends if you use the light.
Depends if somebody burns
the light. People destroy things without using the light.
You have to burn your trumpet on things
though. People don't use the light.
So what happens if you need it for a burning one out, you're burning
your fire. You have to burn it anyhow. So I put it in my fire because
I'm getting enough in the heat. If you're getting enough in the heat,
you're not allowed
to. You burn it outside instead.
So you say it is, depends why you're burning. See, Taisus Minayin Shalai Yitzbah. The big question, by the way, in this sugya is what about other Yisurei Hanah? Why did the Gemara pick dying clothing? Why does it pick that? So Taisus says, I'll tell you the question I'm going to tell you in a minute. I'll just see Taisus Lashon. I'm in time. Given the Nachalon Das Aban, I might just less it's the Avad Laka, Lamaisa. Once you say it's Das Aban, why do you say, Layahan Mimena, when they say Shalay Yitzbah, Layagrafai? Why do you need Limudim for these other two things that were part of Hana? I'm a re, like this. This is the third table to what he says. Stop the fact of the Tzviya, my Chashiv Hana, the Layavah, the Chazusubi Alma. Dying clothing, your clothing has no, somebody has a blue jacket, there's no mamashis of blue there. There's the color of the blue. That's not called mamashis. Kedama b'hagayim. Color, you know, scientifically, color is also mamashis, but not. Somebody has ink on his skin, and he washes it as best he could. And it's not a chatzis of tzilsi da'ayim, because it's called ein b'namish. Because just a trace of color is not called mamash. So what I'd like to say, I would have thought Tzvi is not a hana. Do I have a chesus to be amakadama by Geisel? Achnos a gufa. Echein had lakas akadaito to shayak even David Erech Biura. Lamad yamer, and shlach etim pas the shari etim bad lak. Hadas a kohacha, I will be shemin to have a be'en kishadavik b'ner. Aval etim nasa gecholim. Shoy is bamed a gecholim. Now taste that a mouthful. Taste is two things. First, let's talk about Tzviya. Taste is about Tzviya, that's only chesus to be amakadama. And therefore what? Therefore what? So since it's Chesus of Yalma, I would think it's not called Yisra'ana. Kamash Malan. Now this is where it gets tricky. Kamash Malan, that what? Snapshot or... You're saying two different things. Is the Kamash Malan that even though Chazusa is not Mamoshis, by all it's awesome, says the Kassim, you're said, finished, awesome. Or, no, the Kamash Malan is that Tzviya is considered Ahana, the Chazusa is also considered Ahana. Tremendous Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina? Again, what's the Kamash Malan? Do we learn out that taka dying is only chazusa, but the Torah asked it anyway by Arla, there's a cause of Abba Raylan, that chazusa is awesome. If so, if you go with this first mahala, then it's a special teres akasid by Arla, it does not apply anywhere else. Or do we say, kamash malan? No. Kamash malan, chazusa is also called a hanah. The Torah is megalotas here, that even dying things is considered a hanah, and it's included in the Yisra hanah. And if so, then it should be usher by all Yisrael Hanah. So that's two ways of wording, right? Now let's hold on. We're going to go back to Tosis and see how Tosis learned. But you have two ways to learn. And the same thing we're saying about Chazusa is true about Hadlaka. Chazusa and Hadlaka, is it because there is a custom that using Yisrael Hanah for light or die is always Aser, or is it only Aser by Arma? That's the question. So, Mechaira, the way Tosis learns here in Sefer Kedusha, in Pesachim, is Pashit from, and I'm skipping the middle part of Tosis, I'll get back to it. Tosis says, Vimtaimai, somewhere here. In Vimtaimai, is he halfway into the Tosis? Vimtaimai, now we're going to learn Tosis Kasha, and you should be able to answer the question I just asked you. In Taylor, Amai Yisrachra Gabi Truma Temeya. Lahatir, why do I need a special passage by Truma Temeya, which is also about Lahatir, to be Matir, what? The light, or the heat, that while it's burning, did Hashim Lachash Ochatei La Sakatah La Sikatah Tafshila, Doch Yisrachra La Meser, what's this, Tasha? I have to have cut. If you don't concentrate, you're not going to follow. Tosis Kasha is that why do I need a pasuk to tell you that the hanah burning Truma Temeya is mutter? It should be mutter api svara, because we see in Agamara you need a pasuk to aser. If mashma is not for the pasuk, it would be mutter. So by Truma Temeya, let us say no pasuk, and I'll know that by Truma Temeya it's mutter. Tosis Kasha. Right, so how did Tosis learn? Two ways I said to learn. What? He learned, if you follow through, Tosis learned that it's not. Tosis learned that the Gzeres HaKosuv, that Chazusa and Hadlaka are also Ba'anah, is Dafka by all. The Tosis in here is Dafka by all. Tosis everywhere else, it's Mutter. So why do I need a Pasuk by Truma Temeya to say it's Mutter? Doing the second way, so this pasuk is telling us that it's also everywhere. The second way to learn was, this pasuk is telling us Tzviya and Hadlaka are things that are considered Hadlaka, and they're included in this or Hadlaka. If so, what's the kasha? Truma Temeya, do need a pasuk to be Matthew. So I would have thought to Aser, similar to Arum. Put this second way, it's very good. Because there's one pasuk which tells us that Tzviya and Hadlaka are Yisrael Hanah. That I would learn Chal Terakuma. Right? So what, that's not Shreya. Why do I need a Pasuk Chumah Tameh to be Matir? Of course I need a Pasuk Chumah Tameh. Because I would have learned out of Arla, but a Mamatin with the Chal Terakuma, that to the end Hadlaka Arla, sir, so I need a Pasuk Chumah to tell you this mission. Tosis is saying that they're the same because Tosis. Yeah, but Shahanah, that's the kasha. You've lowered a shayfer of Ayla. It's the same kasha. It costs money to buy a shayfer. Now I'm using this. The rule by Shahanah. What? The fact that it costs money is not Ayla. It's called Mishtashibai. That's because I don't have to spend money. That's a cool hand on now. The question is, am I having a physical hand on from the dog? So, are you asking that? Why? Alright, so the Chayra, it's clear that our place is learned, it's a special din here, not a din elsewhere. In other words, only here had Loka Tzviya Arasa, everywhere else had Loka Tzviya Nara. Much fair on that. Do we have any other place where Hadlaka is offered? Here we never had. Hadlaka, we had in our Mishnah, La Yasif by Kadavik Yeramis, no? Fair. Okay, good, 1 second. The Tzvartemis asked that the Mishnah says La Yasif by Kadavik Yeramis. You're not allowed to light an object with Kadavik. They have to be kind of a Kirayim. Why is it Osir? It's Osir. We were saying now that it's Dr. Arlo which has an Arayim, a Kirayim, a custom, but this type of Anu'ah is Osir. So if I say it's everywhere else, it should be Mutter. So my comment, why am I asking by kind of a Kirayim? So Svashem says, from here to Raya, to the sheet of Tesh on Hayam Ravas, now why ask by kind of a Kirayim? It's only in the Rabbanim. We ask. When we look at Mishnah, we ask, Vayasa Batana Bikirayim, Tesisar Hei, says that it's only Nisidra Abana. Why is it Nisidra Abana? It's a good Hanar. It's a kasha we ask when we look at Mishnah. Now we had other two rooms. He says, like the Barak Hanar to burn off the bread. But Vayasa Batana Bikirayim, if you just ask somebody off the top, you would assume it's a Nisidra Raisa. Take that this Hanar, so we use it as firewood, you're adding Hanar. You would assume it's a necessary answer. Say says this is a Rabbanim. Why is it a Rabbanim? That's the first sentence. You know why it's a Rabbanim? It's Gemara. Because we say in our Gemara that it's always just supposed by a Raylan that it's us. Everywhere else, this type of Hanar is not us. Now when we learned the Mishnah, I asked you a question. When you take a loaf of bread and you light the loaf of bread as firewood. Are you having hanah from the burnt part of the bread or from the good part of the bread? That was the question I asked, and I think we all agree to try to figure it out. Where are you having hanah from? The part that's already burnt is giving you heat, or the part that's not yet burnt? So that's what Tzitzit in the middle part talks about. But I skip. He says, the chen hadlaka, starting from the sixth line, the chen hadlaka, sakadai, says the shari kiva davadera for you, right? I would think it's worth it because you're burning it. Now, l'man diyabra ein shrach eitz in the past, the shari eitz in badlaka, we're going to have later a shita that holds, that you're allowed to use wood for baking bread. Hadasa krahacha, why is it also here? Haimu b'shem, dako oil. To have a be'en, she should have a be'en. It's the lamp. When oil is burning, you're not having enough in the burnt oil, you're having enough in the oil that's there. Aval eitzim nasa gecholim. Ya shal heves ba minah gecholim. Taisa says clearly that fire, the heat of the fire, the flame of the fire is coming from the burnt bread. The Taisa shocks us up. The heat back comes from the burnt bread. And that's why there's no iser. It comes from the burnt bread. And remember, there's no iser on... there's no issue d'oraisa in having enough from burning bread. So by our regular, you have a d'oraisa kasha. whatever you had it, but by chametz, certainly there's no issue. There's no issue. You have to break out of the right, it's only to the bottom. She's not having a na only from the birth bread. The birth bread is not into the right. But that would be like shemen. That would be like shemen, and that would already be tali in nachakira whether he goes to cook of a rehum applies everywhere or not. Okay. Excuse me? Says the question is, I shall have it for me like a chalim. He's saying as opposed to the Aitim, not the Gechalim. Okay, we should see. So I have to, the question is not what you see, the question is what you feel. The feeling heat from what? The heat comes from the Gof HaShemim. That's right, Tarsim. The heat of wood comes from the Gechalim, and that's not something that somebody has already changed to have. Okay, so the Gemara answers. We're holding the Gemara. Ma'ilam la yachom ashen bein esafi la bein esaranar. We learned in the Baron. Shariyat b'ksiv lachem. If Satya kachamina yo b'ksiv lachem shulchan yehei. Kamash malan. I would think we said lachem. So it's a reboot. Shulchan yehei that's mut ba'anar. So kamash malan that it's us ba'anar. Okay. I'm not going to scare anybody by going to the next Sunday, but Sunday we're going to do Harry Truman. I just want to point out to you something important. We learned on that Peyamid Aleph, we spent quite a bit of time on Shlomo Zalman Arbach Kiddush on Peyamid Aleph regarding the fact that you can have anah, you can take, if you take chametz and turn it into coal, it's mutav anah. We discussed then the fact that then the chametz itself, you have enough. You have chametz, which you can turn into coal. There's a Zalman there with he argued with four Gedalei Achrayim, and we had enough Ganina for transplanting Evarim, which are also banan. Shlomo Zalman brings three makayris to his chiddush. One makar is Tosfos Hayamid Aleph. His second or third makar, one makar is a different mesechta. His other makar is here, Chafei on the day. We've already spent quite a bit of time learning it then. And I would want everybody to, you know, some homework to look over the Shlomo Zalman, to see it again, so you can remember it, to see the connection to Tzviya, which brings in our Gemara. And I think the trick to Chazara is to kaza things that when you start to forget them. Just read something 10 times, it doesn't really do the trick that much. But when you start to forget, that's when Chazara, you know, he pulls it back. At least 10 minutes after Shir, you know, so you. But this Rosh Hashanah Zalman, I think, is at a stage where, if you look at it again now, you'll, in the Mechash Shloimeh, what was it? There were two, Tezayin and Peidalin, I think, there were in two places. Peidalin was the easier one, the shorter one, that was all about the transfer. The Tzimuk Aleph was Tzimuk Peidalin, and the newer prince in the Mechash Shloimeh was Tzadik Aleph, I think. The title had to do with transplanting Evarim. And I'd like everybody to look it over. Thank you.